Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Tonight, the Highland City Council will meet to decide whether they want to work towards splitting from the Alpine School District.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, the city is calling a special meeting starting at 8 o'clock tonight. According to the agenda, they're going to first see a presentation about the feasibility of splitting the district. Second, they're going to vote on a resolution which would call on the mayor to begin negotiating the process with other cities within Alpine's boundaries. Now, this comes after a consulting firm recently recommended that the district split in two after months of studying the issue. The Alpine School Board still has to vote on whether or not to get behind that recommendation. If they do, this issue will go before voters in November anyways. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of Republican and Democratic delegates gathered at their party's convention Saturday, voting on who they want to advance to the primary ballot in June. But the convention is just the beginning for several of the biggest races. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage.
Hinckley Institute of Politics Associate Director Morgan Lyon-Cotty says perhaps the most interesting matchup is for U.S. Senate.
This will be interesting because John Curtis has become known as more of a moderate candidate. And so I think it may be John Curtis against these more conservative candidates.
One of those would be Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs, who won the delegate vote Saturday. Governor Spencer Cox gets a primary challenge from State Representative Phil Lyman, who was Saturday's GOP delegate pick for governor. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
One focal point for the convention was Governor Spencer Cox's speech, which highlighted a divide in the state Republican Party. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Amanda, Governor Spencer Cox faced a very tough crowd Saturday, but he said the pushback just gave ammunition to people who already are against the caucus and convention system here in Utah.
You booed Orrin Hatch, you booed Norman Baker, you even booed the president of the General Relief Society of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in 2000. Now, but do you remember why you...
Cox also said that this was a point that he wanted to make about not hating enough.
Maybe it's something much more simple. Maybe you just hate that I don't hate enough. Why...
Phil Lyman, a challenger to Governor Cox, snagged the vote with over 60% of people approving of him, but both he and Governor Cox will be advancing to the primary ballot because Governor Cox gathers signatures. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Utah's lieutenant governor, meantime, says the GOP convention has reached a point that it is no longer safe for kids to attend.
Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says that GOP conventions are not a family-friendly environment. She took to X to share her family's experiences. She says her young nieces were exposed to, quote, vulgarity and viciousness by another candidate's supporters. She also told the Deseret News that the 10-year-olds were exposed to sexually explicit language. Conventions are a place to campaign, but lots of children actually go to them to support family members running. But they can also go to learn. Conventions have been described as a place to learn what it means to be politically involved and, of course, collect some free stuff. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
A Utah business delegation has returned from Taiwan. The group representing aerospace, defense, and research industries went to the country in hopes of connecting with its leaders. The delegation met with Taiwan's national defense leadership, research institutions, and manufacturers. Members told KSL.com the trade is important for both countries.
KSL's top national stories now. Los Angeles police had to break up fights between protesters at UCLA over the weekend over the Israeli-Hamas war. ABC's Zorin Shaw says that was just one of the hot spots at college campuses.
Hundreds of students arrested across the country, from Arizona State to Indiana University and Northeastern in Boston. Many demonstrators demanding their university divest from companies they say profit from the Israel-Hamas war and call for a ceasefire, while counter-protesters demand 100-plus hostages be released by Hamas.
More than 800 student protesters have been arrested across the country.
First look traffic now on a Monday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Amanda, one place we've been keeping an eye on is southbound along Highway 89, where they've opened it underneath I-84, but it's still closed between South Weber Drive and SR-193. So some people who normally take that east bench are not able to do that right now. They have to take South Weber Drive all the way over and make this big, long detour. I-15's all open and looking good southbound through Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties, and northbound into downtown as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Salt Lake County is building up the trail network in Butterfield Canyon, giving people more options to avoid crowds.
Two new mountain biking routes are set to open this summer. They're about 30% complete, and they'll add to the already existing 13-plus miles of multi-use trails throughout the regional park. Calista Pearson with the Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation Department says this will hopefully relieve some of the congestion on trails in Draper and other parts of the county.
It's important to, expand opportunities as our valley keeps growing and the demand for recreation gets bigger and bigger.
Funding has also been approved for improved equestrian access, and a new trailhead and parking lot will soon be installed as well. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Actor and author Rainn Wilson was in Ogden this weekend as he delivered the commencement speech at Weber State University's graduation. He spoke about his struggles and a major life lesson he wanted to share.
Don't give in to the bitterness, cynicism, and pessimism of these modern times. Keep hope alive, like Jesus and SpongeBob.
Wilson is best known for his role as Dwight on NBC's The Office.
I don't think I could sit and watch him without thinking of Dwight through the whole thing. Lehigh is planning to redesign the city's old downtown area. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, the old downtown blocks are home to many legacy buildings, and Lehigh's Community Development Director Kim Struthers says residents want to see the history preserved and any new buildings to also fit the scene.
Kind of that mom-and-pop retail that, you can't find anywhere else, not a chain store type thing.
Struthers also said they're placing emphasis on making the area more ADA accessible. The city's still in the feedback and planning stage, but Struthers says they'll hopefully begin drafting a plan at the start of next year. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.